Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends. Thank you so much to Bahle. Thank you very much, Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And Sanbonani, this is Sunday Live. My name is Ray Lekhodi. Sipho Paulos is on the line. Sawubona Sipho.
Sawubona mfundisi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani buti?
Wasibonge baba sibindelela balele emakhaya futhi jabula ngidumene kubaba uMotha sithi uJesu inkosi. Amen.
Kusaphileka kodwa Sipho.
Hawu konke kamba kahle ekhaya yonke into bathi ibutebu iza kahle.
Hey madoda konke kugcoke inkamba kahle. Hayi siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. And we also have Jabulani, my friend, on the line, Mbombela. My friend, greetings to you.
Indeed, my friend, greetings. Greetings in the name of wonderful, actually, the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Are you well, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks, my friend. I'm doing good. It's been indeed a great weekend, and we give Yahushua HaMashiach all the glory.
I magusha wena ukuthi it's been a great weekend. Who am I to comment? Kuhle mfethu. Siyabonga.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Ngilele namfethu Sipho.
Yeah.
Nakubalaleli bonke. Naku umfundisi uMotha. Ngegama lika Yahusha Mashiya.
Amen. 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 Of course I am trying to get hold of umfundisi uMotha. You know, kukhona abanye abantu nje. Ulwa nefone kusacala nje. Eh. Kanti uphi lo baba lo? Vares daitopi. Ukwini botelo waya. Ukwini, Yeah. Lokhu mimi ngiyamfonela angakona. Akaphendula nokuphendula. Hey madoda. Siyazibuza ukuthi awu manje kanti mara ngiyacabanga yile. Bathi yini intasinga. I network mhlawumbe uyayibona.
Yeah.
Ya yeah, i-network ngathi yiyo ngathi inokuthi ukubhayisana kancane bese iyala uyabona mara ngiyatrya yena ukuthi ngimthole ngiyatrya kakhulu. So we said we are going to be talking about spiritual bondages. Sipho how papa busipho nabuja
yebo
indeed
yeah
spiritual bondage
yeah how. Hawu kude nefone Sipho. Ngathi mase ngibamba indaba ye spiritual bondages ngathi so yabaleka. Hawu madoda.
Hayi madoda bengikholeki ilona yani I study material ngibhala kuso my phone yela phansi.
Spiritual bondages. Uyezo chabu. Hey. Hey, uye wasithelele bathi ni inselele. Kuyatadishwa abantu yitshudeni.
Guphi?
Ya guphi? Geta tisho abantu yitshudeni. Hey madoda.
Yeah.
Indaba enhlekeleyo ukuthi abantu batadishe babe yitshudeni. Uyabona? Size sikhule siguge madoda. Asihlaleni sifunda. Asihlaleni siphakama ngokufunda. Kubonakale ukuthi hayi nokho. Lamadoda lawa hayi bayayithandela incwadi. Bayancwadisa ke lamadoda. Uyayibona?
Amen.
Yeah. Anyway, umfundisi Motha ngathi simtholile umfundisi Motha sawubona.
Sanibonani umfundisi wami, siyabingelela my brother, I trust you are doing well.
Hi, we are fine umfundisi wami, kwaphela ivoice so yini boku revival le all night prayer.
No, bese ne revival kule viki umfundisi.
Yeah. Angeza.
Of God.
Angeza, ngiyezwa ukuthi ivoice gone.
Sithembe ukuthi inkosi izasisiza nanamhlanje. Ngibingelele nakubafowethu umfundisi Jabulani nomfundisi Sipho kanye nabalaleli emakhaya ngelihle igama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And of course Jabu nawe mfundisi wami umfundisi uMotha together with Sipho Paulos we are going live on Facebook ne. We are going live on Facebook ngalendaba le. We are going live on Facebook and I trust ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzonibusisa ngendlela esimanga. I will bless you so much in a mighty way. It is Sunday Live, and if our guests, by bangjela ngalisas katuguti, our guests, they must join in the studio. You know, they must join in. Mhlawumbe bese sishayinto zakhona kube mnandi. They must join in. Angazi ke ukuthi benza njani, mara uJabulani uyazi yena. Uzobona uzoyenza kuzovela la ukuthi hayi nakho. Yabona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are touching base on the issue of spiritual bondages, what these are even all about. And much of the times, I should say, this is one of the topics that people don't look into at all. They don't. And not much heed is given into this. And spiritual bondages are so much that before even realizing it, you are so tied up in things that you never thought you would be tied up in. Relationships, it can also be soul ties. It can be, you know, habits, that things that you have turned into habits because you do these things, not occasional, but always, even occasionally. Nocturnalities, you know, when they speak about nocturnalities, those things that people would do, ezicalezi imvela kancane, mara manje uyabona ukuthi sekuyavama. Hayi ngiyashaya isiZulu jabu, sekuyavama. Uyabona ukuthi lo muntu lo lezinto uyazenza njalo lezinto lezi.
Amen.
Yeah. Uyazenza njalo lezinto lezi, and it becomes a big problem when these things become giants in the life of this person. They become giants now in the life of this person. And they don't know how to handle this. They don't know how to handle this. Things become so bad that these things start to control them. They even control how you relate with the Father. Yeah, isn't that? They even control how you relate with the Father. And that is one of the biggest problems that we see much of the times these days. We are touching that. We are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Man, I promise some good music. I will look for some good music in the meantime, you know. I will look for some good music that we can play along as we talk about these things. And I can tell you, spiritual bondages, they come as habits, they come as indulgences, things that people indulge in, they come as hobbies, you know, sometimes they come as practices, acculturations, traditions, sometimes they come and appear as a normative, some norms, people would be practicing particular norms that would be setting them off from that which is the normatives of the Holy One of Yasharal, Yahuwah, our Elohim. And it's a big problem much of the times when you see people doing that and failing along the line, you know, to curb these things. Ngiyakhumbula, some time ago, people used to say, impungshan. Impungshan. Isn't it? As bambu makashi, emakwashi, and you never teen, ama roll on. Yeah, we are born. And then bese kuba inkinga ke lezinto mase zikhula ziba amaboil. Kuyabona umuntu one boil la ekhwapheni. Uyabona ne? Ithumba, umuntu onethumba la ekhwapheni. Kuyabona ne? Seyikhule kakhulu ke lento sakwazi manje ukuthi isandla sakho sihambise ngendlela okufana ngakhona manje. Iba inkulu lento empilweni yakho to such an extent that you can't live without it. You can't find yourself not in its domain, and it always dictates as to how things should be. Let me read something. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 22 says, his own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. Bondages, cords of sin. He says, the iniquities, what are spiritual bondages? The iniquities that trap us because of sin. The wicked cords that catch us because of sin. They catch us because of sin. And that's a big problem. That's what we see much of the times. And we need to really work on this. Another aspect which comes is that of mockeries. You know, check this out. I'm looking at Isaiah 28:2. It says, "Now therefore, do not be mockers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard from the Elohim, Yahuwah of hosts, a destruction determined even upon the whole earth." Spiritual bondages that come because of mockery. And many people say, but how? Let me show you one example of mockery. Life begins at 40. Yeah, mutati, no, ngizosindisa. No. Tomorrow, man, tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. Ngisafuna ukudla ubusha bam manje. Hibiri. Hibiri. Ngifuna ukudla ubusha bam manje makancane. Life begins at 40. That's mockery. It's mockery to the highest extent. And that's the problem that we see much of the times. And we need to be careful about this. Mockery also, it's when someone takes things for granted. The father is warning you about particular associations, friendships, habits, and things in your life. Awuziyeki. Busy warning being, isn't it? So, mina ngiziyeki le zinto angithi seze mnandi ndoda ndaziyeka kusasa. And that's a bit of a problem. That's where we are losing it. That's where we are actually broken down. Another form of mockery that I see amongst us in many instances, when someone preaches, when you pick his car to kijimel, you wanna eat Netflix. Really? Netflix. Yeah, Jablan. In Jablan, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah. Umuntufungo yibona lento leyo. Yabona. No. Mina ngifuna ukubona inini. Ngifuna ukubona inini. Mina ngiyafuna ukubona inini. Yabona. And that is the big problem. That is the big problem, you know? And I can tell you without a doubt, ukuthi sometimes it happens. Uthole abantu in many instances and cases. Babizi, bamokarisha. Commandments of the Father. No, itin puze okwamanje, ifestive season le, umayiphela nami ngizaqeda. My pale festive seasons at plus kule logisha abangazi mvakashile la kuse rankuwa. But unkulunkulu yakubona. And you are creating a bondage within you that will grow so much that you take for granted the warnings of the Father. Because you still think you have time. Jeremiah 13 verse 23 says, "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil." What are spiritual bondages? Accustomations. And I spoke about this. Customs of evil. You find people becoming accustomed to it. It doesn't become a hobby. Now it becomes a way of life. A custom. Tsila yakuphila. A culture. A tradition. It develops this thing. Iqale incane, iqale kuyibhodlela nyana incane, iqale kuyinini. And then it grows to such an extent now that you find yourself in trouble. And this is where we are getting it wrong much of the times. So I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Some good songs I'm going to play for you. Just after this, let us speak to our guests.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Awuzweke, welcome back. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. We bless the Father. Thank you very much to those who are watching us on Facebook. Bella Regina, thank you. And Bella has written, Yibiri. Bella. Hey, mna izinto zakasipopolos. KG, thank you so much. We appreciate KG. I don't know, KG, if I should bring you on camera. It says I must bring you on camera. Please tell me if that is the case. Says Murutiwa Kapastarele Hodi, KG, we appreciate. We bless the Father. Let me start with you, Jabu. And those who want to talk to us, you can talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there. And tell us about some spiritual bondages that you know about. Eish! Yeah. Muruti ar mutuele wenor marakyamurata. Jabu!
Thank you very much, my friend. Great topic indeed about spiritual bondages. And also, you've really laid a good foundation when it comes to the introduction. Things that will bind us or hold us strong. Without even us being aware that we are held strong or we are in bondage, especially as believers. So we give God the glory, the Father the glory for us to awaken us into realizing that there are those things that we might be doing which have tend to be a bondage. Those things that we have actually counted as things that we cannot live without at the expense of living according to the will of the Father. So it can be just many things. It can be many things, but once you have something that really always draws your attention towards it more than towards the Father, or something that you spend most of your time now practicing or investing into or enjoying at the expense of the Father, because He has commanded us to love Him with all of our strength, with all of our souls, and with all of our being. So it means we are no longer... We no longer live. We've been crucified with Christ, and the life that we live it by faith. So it means if you still have your life that you are living, something that you still enjoy, you know, like I'll make an example, a practical example, like maybe if you're controlled by sports, soccer, you know, if your team loses and then you become grumpy. You know, in the office, everyone knows that you lost because of you are controlled by this... team that you follow, that is
hey,
down.
So you have a spawner, yes, chap. Come
here. So, my friend, just making a practical example to say that there should be nothing that controls us. There should be nothing. I remember one day in one of the meetings, we were asked that what are the things that really controls you? You know, my honest answer was, I'm very cautious not to be controlled. And I appeared and sounded like a stubborn one or the one who perceives themselves as better. But it's because of the Father teaching me that, you know, He is supposed to be in control of my life. Nothing should control me. I should be, you know, like cautious that He controls me. Once there is something that is going to tell me what to do, how to do, and when to do, I've lost. The Father has lost control of me. And now I am in bondage. I'm held strong. I'm bound. So it means at some point you find out that there are things that the Father wants you to do, like to serve Him. But because of this bondage, this thing that controls you, this thing that you serve, it calls you to do otherwise. You end up missing the will of the Father because you were obeying your bondage.
Yeah.
Or something that is in control of you. Like, we can even go further, my friend, to make examples about people abathwala, you know, these days. Abantu abathwala, iqiniso, elingephikiswe, okubuhlungu kakhulu even nabafundisi these days, sebeyathwala. Bathwalela ukuthi babe ne-following eningi. Bathwalela ukuthi babe namandla, amasonto abo akhule, abe nedumela. Kuziwe kuona kuphela, kwenziwe imali eningi, kwakhiwe the empires that were they want to build. Abafundisi labo engikhuluma ngabo, the so-called children of God, bayathwala. So, umuntu othwele is controlled by intathwala ngayo. I've never ke ngathwala, so ngeke ngikwazi ukusho deep ukuthi ke kuthwala kwanjani, but I know ukuthi once bethwele, they are supposed, there is an altar that has been opened to service. It's either through blood or through material things or any other forms, you know. It's just an altar of Satan that has been opened to be saved. So it means now they've opened, they've given in to being bound, held bound by this thing. In other words, this thing is a bondage. This thing is a burden over their shoulders. They cannot live without. And even the death sentence that has been given, the day you stop doing this, you will die.
Yeah.
That's a life sentence. And that's a bondage. You are held strong. If ever you've been given a judgment, which you stop doing this, your friends, in the circle of your friendship, they've told you, which is, when you cannot live without us. Control. You are nothing. You must know Ponzelani in Katazan Zenu, Zonke Gimina, Yan Katale. Once you've got something that really it's beyond your control, that you cannot help yourself, you must know which you are held strong. You are held bound. That's a bondage, and you need to let the Father deliver you and set you free and be able to give you the much easier and lighter yoke, as he says, which lilula. Kuna wonka machoga lawa esi twesa wona like ukuthwala, you know, like abangani, like, you know, izinto zomhlaba, imali, uthando lwemali. These are all the things that can turn up to really be the bondage of our lives, my friend, just to make examples. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Jabu. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. That is 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. Much of the times we really don't talk about spiritual bondages at all. Do you know another spiritual bondage comes because one is addicted to work? Yes, my car figural. Iti ngukchele ndot. Mina nganga enzi operation. Operation nga enza Saturday. Enza Friday episode. Mangvuka ngiyinga measure iskart bayenze ngabo 6 uma ngivuka bokwabo Jabulani Sipho uma ngivuka bokwabo 6 uyayibona and then ngabo 6 mangilala bekuyi 10 to 6 ngibona emabajaye balokubajayivela ingoma zabo laphana before bangilalisa and then mangivuka laphana it was so late I think it was boma past 8. That's right. Saturday ngiyalala ke bavuke kuseni but hayi siyabona right nyana uzizo nje ngathi nizizwa ngathi ningangikhipha na la isibedle bathi ya ngathi hayi ngiyabona uyekhaya uyolala ndoda hayi ngaphuma kahle sale ebusuku ngaphuma kamnandi bangidrive ekhaya kulokubabhekile bathi daddy we lo robala mosingathi sasa bengila enkonzweni the following day bekusenkonzweni Jabulani. Now sometimes spiritual bondages come because one becomes a fanatic of work and then you overlook some of the things. Sometimes unkulunkulu says no, take it easy there, I want you to relax there. I when are you want to save? No, I want you to relax there. Awufuni wena uzinhliziyo it king. Sometimes people like profit so much that it becomes a spiritual bondage to have these profits each and every time. Nala unkulunkulu athi, please make sure that you set apart this day so that you can have your sabbatical. No one wants to do that. Everyone is just working. Abanye abantu abalali. Bana mapilisi wokulala. Ithi ngibheke ku Facebook. Bakhona. Bana mapilisi wokulala. Uyabona ne. La khona uthola ukuthi umuntu akhona. Akasakwazi ukulala because your work and its load has become a spiritual bondage. We I talk about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I want to hear from you as to what you make of this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho,
it's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And Sunday Live, my name is Ray. We are together till 7. We started at 5, man. And talking to Sipho Polos and Pastor Mota, Demko, the Colonel himself. And I'm also talking to Jablan Dominic, my brother and friend. And the issue here is spiritual bondages, what these are even all about. I read some verses, man, if you just joined us. I read some verses with regards to this, and let me read others. I want to repeat the one that I was talking about. It is Jeremiah 13, verses 23. And it says, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Accustomations towards evil. And someone would speak about inclinations towards wickedness, towards foul doing, you know, towards error. And of course, others would say a persuasion into missing that which is the mark of the Most High, His holiness, or simply the transgressions of the laws of the Most High. Sinfulness. Now, you would see that in one verse that we read, it also spoke about the iniquities that trap, sins that trap. You know, it says in Proverbs 5:22, his own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He's caught in the cords of his sin. Now, this is something that comes to mind. And also, I spoke about mockers. You know, those who say, ngisafuna ukwenza imali kuqala. You know, ngizoza, ngizoza. I remember one friend of mine, there was this appeal. And Umfundisi Ndala would say, would really appeal to us without telling us. You know, when someone is telling you to come to church without telling you, they're being so nice and kind to you. So nice and kind to you. And they're so nice towards you. And then I realized, Uguti, hey, we need to be very careful. You know, we need to be very careful. It happens much of the times that we end up finding ourselves sinking, and because we are mockers. This friend of mine used to say, I know, hey Joe, rito ya kukiriking, emapil, wabona ba tuwale wa paradisutu yang, wabona ba tuwaga masutu ganjan labantla wean. When anamas namasutu mfowethu fanele sithola amasutu so thola isibani sithola amasutu bese masiqeda ukuthola amasutu siyongena la esontweni siyongena la esontweni mfowethu it has never happened until today lawo masutu akakathengwa
It's a scapegoat code that normally people use so that they cannot come into the presence of the Lord.
Absolutely. So let me bring this to you, Sipho. What comes to mind when we talk about these spiritual bondages?
Oh, thanks, Fundi. It's amazing. Spiritual bondage, Fundi, it's something that has held the church for now so that it cannot walk in that total victory that Christ has already had for us. Remember, we become victorious in all spheres of our life only if we are bound to God's will and when we become doers of the word. But those spiritual bondages, they enslave and cuff us and bring us into captivity where we could not even show to the world the Shekinah and the glory and the beauty of the Lord into the entire nation. And remember, from the spiritual point, it is when it's something that the enemy uses to keep us away, I mean, keeping us away from the prosperity and the access of the spiritual inheritance that we have in Christ. One of those fundamentals, go by my habits that are not godly. Remember, chain of the habits are too fine to be felt until they're too strong to be broken up. There are smaller habits in fundamentals whereby we see people spiritual bondages.
Yes.
Whereby we see umuntu fundis is on 11 afuna ukufika an hour after so that bring the attention of the church to himself. It becomes spiritual bondages. Ukuthi ugqokeni uhamba lobantu uyavela ngamacwayicwayi cobe ubomntu le nto soyenza iba umkhuba. Another way mfundisi see ama-spiritual bondages indlela esiphila ngayo impilo whereby we become mfundisi too high for other people as a sign ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, whereas asekho accessible kwabanye abantu so that they can see intando kaNkulunkulu kithi. Wakwambona umuntu mfundisi osindisiwe but ohlala ichinsa abantu ephila ngokwe life standard ephile uma abantu bekungekho kwi level yakhe ngamanye amazwi abakholwa. Was talking to somebody today ngithi umuzi umuntu ashumayeza umuntu kabuhlungu athi ha uyakuseva uNkulunkulu of uNkulunkulu wegolide nesilver but buka awusebenzi, buka awunamoto, buka uhlala emkhukhwini. As if ungathi uhlala emkhukhwini ongasebenzi, you cannot be saved. Those are the spiritual bondages. We mentality abantu bacabanga ukuthi mawusindisiwe yonke into kumele ishaye iblinke, kanti mindset ne culture ne slavery that has been brought to our mind. Yingakho umfundisi one of the slavery ngifuna ukuyibala la esimfundisi lenkosi uJohn chapter 8 verse 33 la khona sibona khona ukuthi any bondages that can be used by the enemy, it's lie. Amanga mfundisi amanga siwabonile abantu bawaphila bawathanda bawenza elithi iBhayibheli abathanda nabenza amanga bangaphandle kombuso wezulu. Uthi uJesu la kuJohn 8 verse 33, they answered him, we are Abraham's seed and we are never in bondage to any man. How saying thou, you shall be made free? Remember Jesus uthe, we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. When he tells them ukuthi no nina you nikholelwa amanga nibanjwe izimfundiso zenu ezinamanga, they thought ukuthi uJesu he was lying, whereas uJesu uyabatshela ukuthi amanga kule verse yakukhombisa ukuthi aba spiritual bondage. Khona mfundisi umuntu ofuna ukucama ukufakazela uJesu ngamanga athi uNkulunkulu umenzele ukuthi abungulangamenzanga, just to prove nje kuba ngathi uhamba noNkulunkulu ngathi cha, kanti lawo manga abe spiritual bondage kuye ukuthi neka hlala fakaza angawafaka amanga. And uma ulandelela kule nto yakhe somehow ayikho right ukuthi nje sokungamanga sowajwayela. Number two mfundisi engibonile ekwi spiritual bondage ukwesaba that the devil sometimes uses ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sisibanjwe umoya wokwesaba. Romans chapter 8 verse 15 uthi, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry Abba Father.
Yes.
Verse 14 ngilandele indaba ethi a spirit of bondage again to fear. Kunezinto mfundisi abantu ngabe abantwana bakaNkulunkulu far away ngokukhonza uNkulunkulu, but bahamba basaba abantu. Kunabantu mfundisi abasakwazi ukufakaza, abakasakwazi ukukonfess ukuthi bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu emsebenzini, uyifihlile, it is because uyasaba. That thing ngokwakhe kumenza ukuba kwi-bondage, kwi-slavery, kwi-captivity, ukuthi akakwazi uku-exercise i-spirituality sakhe sokuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Uma kuthiwa sifuna umuntu othanda ongasithandazela, uyayifihla. Uma kuthiwa khona abantu abasindisiwe njengoba kulezi nsuku kukhulunywa, kuthiwa hayi ningasitsheli ngobani bani yewubrara bani bas ayifihle ekutheni anga-associate-wa nalabo bantu akuthiwa abasindisiwe. All those are the spiritual bondage, i-culture nama-habit nendlela yokuphila la khona abantu besebenzisa amanga nokwesaba kube i-slavery kubo. Okokugcina mfundisi ngikubone kuyi-spiritual bondage, it's when people mfundisi they think ukuthi ukuphila esonweni kuyingxenye kaNkuluNkulu bephambanisa iscripture ukuthi uNkuluNkulu wethu uNkuluNkulu othethelelayo. For instance, mfundisi, kunabantu abazi ukuthi Saturday noma during the course of the week baphila nanoma yithi impilo enganamNkuluNkulu, but on Sunday they said no, siya kuNkuluNkulu, sokhonza uNkuluNkulu la khona siyoyihlanza, la siyogezwa khona. Abanye baphila impilo engekho right, abesalinda iphasika igudi bathi siyohlanzwa ezonweni zethu. Uyabona ukuthi kuba yi-habit ukuthi umuntu aphile impilo engamanga phakathi neviki, but on Sunday kule 2 hours between 11 and 1 o'clock aphile impilo engcwele, kube yindlela yokuphila. You cannot find him ekhaya lakhe aphile impilo ekhombisayo ukuthi ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. But uma umthola Sunday edumisa ephakamisa izandla, indlela aphila ngayo iyakukhonfyuza kunkosikazi noma kwispouse sakhe noma kubantwana bakhe ukuthi is the same person, is the same mother osithiwa ngenhlamba phakathi neviki. But look what he's saying, nendlela akhothizwe, nendlela spiritual esontweni, those things they become a spiritual bondage. Usathane uthi hayi niyekeleni akhonze these 2 hours, but ngizodila naye during the course of the week.
I hear you putting kuzwa kahle. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sipho Polos. All the way in Standard 10, man. And mfundisi Motha ukuphi namhlanje? Use Germiston ukuphi?
Ngingaphishimisini mfundisi
wami. Use Germiston. All right. Jabulani. Jabulani Dominic yena usembombela. Bombelo. Ayaya, bombelo. Usembombela Jabulani. Yeah, usembombela. Mina ngila eKilna Park Pretoria. And we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. We are talking about the very notion of spiritual bondages, what these are all about, you know. And one can say without a doubt that sometimes we don't look into the word as to how the word describes these. And because we don't look into how the word describes these, when we are caught up in these things, we are not even aware ukuthi kubondage. Because asazi lutho ngakho. Simangala sesilimala when our life starts to deteriorate. It's then that we start to become surprised, man. What is happening with me and stuff and stuff? And by the time you start looking around, the damage is done. And that's a big problem. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note also there. We will play them. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear also what you say on the matter.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Mfundisi Motha, hey, Mayaki, Tuda. How are you?
Tuda Raba.
Tuda Raba. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. We bless the mighty one. Yes, sir. Now, look, we are touching base on this very issue. Spiritual bondages. And I'm looking at John chapter 8, verse 34. It says, Yahusha answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin." Spiritual bondage is simply slavery. One is a slave to sin. When we talk about spiritual bondages, it's a nice name, but basically it means we slave. Sesono. Funis.
Hey, Funis. That's absolutely true. Ukuba isigcila to be a slave of sin, asho njalo Yeshua HaMashiach saying that whosoever commits sin, he is a slave to sin. Uyisigcila sesono. In other words, kunabantu who find themselves that they don't want to commit sin no more. They don't do any sin no more because they know the truth. But
kunalento which keeps on happening, that they find themselves benza the very same thing that they despise the most. You'll find somebody at the unkulunkulu akangiphe inhliziyo that I may be able to forgive, because unforgiveness, it is one of the bondages, it is one of the devices, because the devil uses a particular device just to get hold of a life of somebody, just to control you, just to use you, that ugcine usisigcila sakhe, and when you are a slave, actually you are obliged, you find yourself compelled to do things that you do not want to do. You know, the spiritual bondage, Mfundisi, it manifests in so many ways. One of the things that when we will just look at it very lightly, you know, social media, there are people who are so glued to their phone. The first thing when he wakes up, that person in the morning is there on Facebook. Or is there checking messages? Is there on WhatsApp? It's this thing. It feels like uma angayenza ngalento akakavuki noma akakabi kuphila. There's something, it becomes addiction. Yes. You know, when one is so addicted, it's like umtopemai. It becomes kuba so addicted in a way yokuthi it just comes. Akabi noku the moment it a break, the moment as a meeting in, the first thing that comes to mind, let me get a cigarette. Because of what is an addiction, does not even realize. I love what you said earlier, that most of the time, or many times, that people become so under spiritual bondage, and unfortunately, they are not even aware of what actually sengiphenduke isiqila se social media. Actually, sengiphenduke isiqila se WhatsApp. Actually, sengiphenduke isiqila. So I am a gossiper. There are people who just don't feel that actually namhlanje kusile uma ngabe bangazange bake bagossipe bakhuluma manga bakhuluma izinto, and they don't even love that, but it keeps on happening. It keeps on, they keep on doing that. So it is true, Mfundisi, ukuthi umuntu owenza isono uphenduka aba yisiqila sesono. Engakho umphostoli Paul Otike, you must choose now. If you continue wrong, then you are actually a slave to a sinful nature. But if you do righteousness, you become a slave to righteousness. In other words, impilo yakho is bound to do good, to do right. And that it is helped among our covenant relationship with the Father. It's so godly filled spirit, because the Lord himself, he is a spirit. So God gives us that strength to be able to overcome all the struggles that we have in our life. Mfundisi Sipho, he mentioned earlier that ute yini na nonke ntwele, come unto me, all those who are weary and burdenly, come unto me, because I will give you rest. Umuntu under spiritual bondage, Mfundisi, it does not have rest. Akanako ukuphila. I mean, akanako ukuthula. Akanako ukujabula. Uma ngabe usindwe. That is why sometimes this kind of spiritual bondages, they will even somebody living in life.
Ibambe kancane, Mfundisi. Ibambe kancane. We're taking your calls. Sawubona, Dumela.
Hello, Pastor Ray Ukai.
Kiteng Ukai.
Kiteng. Obola Salume, kwa Thema, kwa Springs.
Hey, Salume.
Hey, Pastor Ray, spiritual bondage, nekina gana gore, ke go ba bound to the spirit, say, chasing spirit tsa Modimo, chasing Holy Spirit, wa kwishisha.
Yeah.
Hey, like, Pastor Ray, nekina gana li, kore kina, I can say, I have a problem, and that's a real problem. Taba ya gore ba tumakakia, aba chabi Modimo, even pastors, spiritual leaders, the fear of God is gone out of the window. Right, Kushish? And then most of our uncle, Pastor Ray, Pastor, who are going to go to one?
Yeah, well.
And then, what is that? Shabuya, Pastor Ray. Shabuya. Who is that? What is that? Who is that? Who is that? maka khuluma ngalo mfazi we video lo persistent video yamkhumbula ngisho
yes
what will I ever find faith mangibuya la pasare
yebo ma
isikhathi sambile abazalwane mabavuke babavuke basabe uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu omkhulu nakangaka pasare yazi mabi uthando lwakhe lubanzi lujulile mina nginokukhuluma naye ngithi yazi baba bathi uthando lwakho maka mina ngibona ne-wisdom yakho ibanzi ijulile iyayithola
yebo
nobukhulu bakho bubanzi bujulile pasare abantu abasabi uNkulunkulu angazi kushouthi abasabi isihogo umuntu uzitshela ukuthi esihogweni niyaya noma kanjani niyabonga pasare
ngiyabonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise dadwethu we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 I need to hear from you mfundisi Mothabo osaqhubeka mngani wami
eh ngiyabonga mfundisi and sibonga kakhulu nakukola la you know kunama kunezinto ezingama habit umuntu aloko azenza bad habits in this instance and you find the person being trapped now kuleyo nto leyo kusho ukuthi leyo nto leyo selaphenduka isiqhinga lasayo even though asaba nawo ukuthi you know what I need to change my life I need to do this kunabantu fortunately siyambonga uNkulunkulu with those who can see ukuthi actually now I found myself being bound by this and I need to be delivered and God is so faithful mfundisi because at all times he will always come to our rescue always at times when we cry unto him uzokwazi ukusiphakamisa ukwazi ukusikhulula kuzo zonke izinto esigcina si trapped kuzo because kunezinto ezinye ezicultural ngokuthi zenziwa ekhaya but ngendlela ezenziwa ngayo it is ungodly and one find himself asalandela kakhulu amasiko asalandela kakhulu izinto instead ukuthi uthando nokumesaba uNkulunkulu ukuthi kugcwale enhlizweni yakhe you spoke all earlier again when you speaking about Mokarochesu uthi you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free but before the truth can set anybody free he says that if you abide in my word in other words if you keep my commandment uhamba ngama commandment kaNkulunkulu then indeed you are a true disciple and when you are a true disciple then you shall know the truth and the truth shall be able to set you free at all times so ngithi abazalwane singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu whatever that you feel is bound in you whatever oyibonayo into egcilaza uthi Jesu masize kuye and yena uzakusithwalela asikhulule so we need him ukuba asikhulule in all these things some of the things you know kunabantu nje on a disorder empilweni yakhe that is a spiritual bondage even noma bekuthiwa uzongena enkonzweni once kwafika yena nje kuvele kuqatshane kuqabaniswa abantu and unalomoya we disorder our God is a God of order he is not the author of any confusion so we need the wisdom from above like the caller have said earlier that this is much more the great love of God and his wisdom that we can be able to live and lead a life that is orderly so
okay we trust the Father is doing you well blessing you so much in a mighty way I wonder if you still remember this song let me play it a bit sizwe ukuthi usayikhumbula le ngoma one of those songs those olden songs man and you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 send us also your voice notes there otherwise you can give a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322
share our passion for life on 657 AM
beautiful song there I trust the Father is doing you well blessing you so much in a mighty way Langa Dube can you believe that song man I've been playing this song for more than 10 years. It's still nice. It has been done with that flavor of Don Laga, Benjamin. Those days, man, when we used to mix the sounds like that, you know. Beautiful. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. Talk to me. Send me a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can drop a voice note there. And I'm wearing my headphones. I will hear what you say. Josepha Martin Nwamba mfundisi wa mina Welcome, sir.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsaka twetinzabale tithukotisako. Manje ke mfundisi wami le ndaba enkulu le. Ngokuba mfundisi omunye umzalwane waphuma mfundisi we South America. Uma efika le bathu yabona wona sifuna ukuyenza ube ngumfundisi wase Africa. Yonke Africa. Ube bishop kodwa yase Africa. Haye South Africa, yase Africa yonke. Wonke la ma Africa la wonke lazokucala kuwe la. Eh manje ke ukugcoba manje. Sikugcobe ngendlela le uAaron wagcotshwa ngayo. Uyabona lo liphondo le, ligcwele ioyile mfundisi lo phondo. Sikugcoba amafutha lawa ancinci aze silevina suka silevina ehle nesambatho sakho lesi agcwala umzimba wonke lamafutha lawo ukuze ube mkhulu manje ke uma sebuya lana mfundisi la sewuyantshintshantshintsha manje abantu beze ngobuningi kuye la uyantshintsha uyabe nyoka uyabe namaphondo mfundisi angithi lolu phondo lolu bamphelona bamgcobe ngalo le alisalanga libamphile unalo la manje yena akaliboni uyaguquka guquka emfundisi abenyoka aguquka guquka adlela abantu labantu laba beza kuye la ikakhulu le gengenyana lencane le yuthi le ayidle umphakathi waphuma ke umphakathi wahamba ufuna ukubona lendlu iceda abantu uma ufika ngalo umphakathi ngale umunye ubaba bobheka khona ubaba wathi hlalana nibheke lesipili lesiya bathi babheka lesa sipili lesiyani wavumba kumfundisi khona lapha esipili wavela laphayani enamaphondo entshintsha ntshintsha futhi abenyoka hey bathi hey lo mfokadi lo maswati athi lo mfokadi lo nganonje hayi babuya ke manje basafuna itayere lokuthi bamgacise lona vela bacede ngaye abanye bagijima baya kumfundisi uthi afunga abajanga baleka mfundisi waphuma ngegede elincane wabaleka wahamba mfundisi. Manje ke lezinto lezo ukuthi sibe nemimoya leyi lento yokuhamba emasontweni amanye lawo siba nemimoya leyi ngasiyona kaNkuluNkulu le emasontweni la ikakhulukhulu lesi uma sewufuna ukuguquka lapha uphenduke ube ngomntwana kaNkuluNkulu kuba uyakuyenza lokho kodwa sewufuna uthola abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu uzihlambulule kuyaphela ke lokho. Manje uma ufihla fihla ke uba nalesono lesiyabathi yini iniquidad isiputukezi bathi iniquidad sona nyene sincane sesibe sikhulu mfundisi manje ke ilento lehlupa thina lesihlupa lezono lezi zekufihla fihla lena kusaba ukuthi abantu bayothini uma mina sengiphenduka manje uyabona into lehlupa khamba bese.
Can mambo mfundisi amene, you can send me a WhatsApp 0826572729 and talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you. Look, man, we are talking about spiritual bondages, what they are all about. Some of the dangers that are there, which are brought on by spiritual bondages. And I can tell you without a doubt that we see such in many instances. And because of that, people are beyond recovery, you know, because they are overtaken by this. These things are controlling them to such an extent that they are not able to come out of those things, you know, unless someone comes and helps them or encourages them. But they are caught on in this thing. I mean, a person who's caught on into a habit. Habits that we used to do. I used to have those habits also. And when you are young and you grow with these things until they cause cancer, until they kill you, these things, you know. This is how they happen and they become spiritual bondages. You know, and then as time goes on, you can't stop doing it and you grow old with it and it kills you. These things, they kill us. And I don't know if we are careful about these things at times. And this is a problem that comes much of the times. So I'm taking your calls. So bona dumela. Okay, we seem to have lost that one. 012-334-1322. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Sipho, I've placed you on standby there, my way. I've placed you on standby, and then I will bring you back again. Don't worry, my brother. I will bring you back again, and we will enjoy a fellowship together.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.